That intersection is sometimes a forgotten part of the story of the Kennedy assassination, where Officer J.D. Tippit stopped a man fitting the description of the assassin. Tippit got out of his patrol car and was gunned down. Retired Dallas Police Detective and DPD historian Roderick Janik on Tippit's significance to Lee Harvey Oswald's eventual capture.
We lost a president that day, one of the notorious crimes of the century, but we also lost a Dallas police officer in the line of duty. And without his actions that day in 1963, that brought the attention to Lee Harvey Oswald quicker than probably would have happened if J.D. Tippit hadn't stopped him that day right here at this location.
Janik credits several witnesses to the crime and a man named Johnny Brewer by the Texas Theater along Jefferson Boulevard to guiding police to Oswald, who was inside that theater.
I give real kudos to the guys that were there that day, the boots on the ground, because they solved the crime of the century that day with just good police work, just good hands-down police work, and using the citizens of Dallas who were witnesses down here at 10th and Patton that led to the capture of Oswald. Without those four individuals here and Mr. Brewer, who was down at the shoe store watching the events unfold in front of him, Oswald was taken into custody, and we thank those people as well. And so it was a mutual event for the citizens of Dallas to help, and the police department that were all working on the case as well.
Oswald had less than 48 hours to live. Jack Ruby's bullet sealed Oswald's lips forever. Former KLIF reporter Gary DeLon was in the basement of the old Dallas Police Building at Harwood in Maine as Oswald was being transferred to the Dallas County Jail.
KLIF was owned, as you well know, by Gordon McClendon, and he did not spend a lot of money on tape recorders and things like that. So the quality I had that morning was not the greatest.
Here he comes, Lee Oswald, the accused assassin, Captain Will Fritz leading the way.
So here comes Captain Will Fritz leading the way. And I was watching him, basically, and I saw this blur out of the corner of my eye, the gun and then the shot.
The shot rang out, the shot has rung out, and Lee Oswald falls. Lee Oswald has just been shot.
If I hadn't gone on a volunteer basis, KLIF would have never had it on the air.
Retired Detective Roderick Janik says it was more than just the department changed forever that day.
This was a world-changing event, and the world changed that day, and this, to be on this location where the world changed and to see people drive by that really don't know what happened, except, of course, for this marker here.
A marker now stands at 10th and Patton, honoring the actions of Officer Tippit. It has been up since the 50th anniversary 5 years ago. The neighborhood is much different now than it was 55 years ago, but it will always be a significant place in the story of November 22nd, 1963. Eric Bushman, KLIF News.